Thanks, guys.
Is it working?
Oh,
sorry, was that you starting?
Yeah. See the bells. Merry Christmas and welcome to our Christmas bonus episode.
This is the Grosvenor Youth Podcast. I'm Daisy.
I'm Connor.
And I'm Zion.
And this is our Christmas Eve bonus episode.
And here's the bells.
Here's the bells.
I've heard them. Yeah.
We don't know yet what this is going to be about, but we're just going to start and see where we... It will be Christmassy. It will be festive.
You can't see, but we're all dressed up like elves and Santa.
This was going to be our first episode where we used a video as well, but Connor got a black eye, so we can't.
Oh,
yeah.
Typical.
Yeah,
typical.
Classic. Moving on to the festive questions. What is your favourite box of chocolates? Like, I don't want to know your favourite chocolates, but like out of Celebrations, Heroes, Quality Street, what are you going for? And then I'd like to talk about the new wrappers for roses.
Oh, good
wow,
topic.
This could end up in a long one.
This could be. All right, first off,
we've been testing this out in our house, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, because we've got all three, and so we've sort of dipped in.
Okay, them. Big spenders. That's
yeah.
crazy.
It's Christmas.
Money bags.
It's Christmas.
I would definitely not have Celebrations as my top, because I think all of the bars are better as chocolate bars.
Oh,
I think every single one of them is worse when you shrink it into a sweet.
Whoa, okay.
Still...
Even the Maltesers.
Yeah, the Maltesers is what I'm coming back to as well.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I think actual Maltesers are still better.
And fairness.
Yeah.
Okay. Heroes?
Up there, definitely.
Okay. I love the purple. I just love that the box is purple.
Really?
Yeah.
I like
that.
The Celebration box being red. That's nice.
Does it feel more Christmassy?
Yeah. Very nostalgic.
Fair. Celebrations?
Yeah.
Quality Street's the one that makes me think of Christmas. Because you don't have them at any other time of year.
That's fair.
There's something about
those green... You don't have anything else. Would you have Celebrations another time of year?
No, true.
But
Sour
I
roses,
think
yeah.
you're more likely to have the chocolates from the other ones, just in general. Whereas...
Can you imagine... Rose, you know the way Celebrations are big chocolate bars made small?
Uh-huh.
Imagine the roses and Quality Street made their sweets into big chocolate bars. Like, imagine the green triangle into a big chocolate bar.
I don't think it's the worst one, but like...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that would be that very nice. Imagine all that strawberry goo just... No, absolutely not. It's a big deal.
You can't see it, but Connor's eyes have turned into love heart shapes over here.
Thoughtful. I want to try this. Quality Street's like the pink rose into a big...
No, why'd you like the pink? You're picking all the bad chocolates. Oh, my days.
Jeez.
Thoughts on Bounties?
It's true natures.
You probably like them based on these opinions. So
I don't like Bounties. Do you like Bounties?
Oh, no, I throw them away immediately. I hate them.
Okay, but now I wouldn't waste them.
No, I throw them away immediately. I hate Bounties. I hate coconut. So.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
So final answer, I'm gonna go Quality Street.
Okay. Sign?
Celebrations.
Ah, yeah. I'll go for Heroes.
Okay.
Well,
there we go.
No one's going for roses.
No.
That's mad, because they are the best, really.
What?
I was just trying to be a bit
out there, but different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, next question, Zion.
Okay. Yeah, my question is, what's your favourite Christmas memory?
Are we going for something that used to happen every year? Or like a specific, this happened once?
I'm going to say like one of those, do you ever see those adverts on TV where it's like...
The John Lewis ads?
Like, no, like I remember vividly the Christmas like... cornflakes advert where like Santa loved cornflakes ever since, but like something so like nostalgic and like wow, this is Christmas on Christmas that you're like wow.
I
think doing the puddings. So Dad would normally start making the Christmas puddings like end of October, early November, and they have to sit for all that time until it's time to eat them. But when my Nana was in a nursing home, Dad was like, right, we're breaking her out. So he went and stole her from the nursing home for an afternoon because everyone has to give the puddings a mix.
Aww,
so we broke her out to give the puddings a mix and then brought her back.
She thought she was going to have some.
But it was, yeah, probably.
Did she get some when it was made then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that, yeah, making the puddings is always a...
Smell.
The smell of it, and it's Dad's favourite thing. He loves it. Aww. So it's, yeah, that's such a really...
Thing.
Christmas it's, puddings is such a dad thing.
Yeah, he loves it, so that's... Special memory for us.
There's loads. Maybe going Christmas shopping. We do, because every year we used to head off and do our big day of Christmas shopping as a family.
In my favourite shopping centre. It's mine. Castle it's Court, yours. It's Ard's. Oh. Yeah.
And the lights and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'd probably eat somewhere nice or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big day, like.
Yeah. Even the car journey, like listening to Christmas music in the car on the way there.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that is really nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when you, it only takes you doing something, I think, a few times as a kid for you to think you did it every year.
Yeah.
It's possible we only did that like twice, but in my head we did it every year.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm never
going
to ask because I don't want to know the
answer. No, keep it.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Zan?
Oof, okay. So, everyone was home, which was rare, and it was Christmas night, and I wanted a bike for my whole life up until this point.
Uh-huh.
And my brother woke me up and he was like, check downstairs, go downstairs. And I went downstairs.
This is before
you've gone to sleep? This is Christmas, but like 4 a.m. or something.
Ooh.
So like really early. I was just, anyway, go downstairs and I see my first ever red bike in the dark. And it was beside Moyne's purple bike. And it was just the best moment in my whole entire life. And then I tried to go into my mum and dad's room and be like, look, Santa came! And they were like, get out. But it was brilliant. And it was just really nice.
Did they love it?
No. That's and so it broke cute. Immediately. Like a week in, I had to. Yeah, and I used Moyne's bike for a while after. But it was nice.
That's so cute. Red bikes are the best. Red bikes are the best. Even when they break, they're still the best.
Even when they break. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even on it. I let someone use it and then they broke it. Anyway. Moving on.
Next question. Favourite Christmas carol and why?
Oh, Oh Holy Night. I know it's standard. I love it. I love how it sounds. But I love the lyrics as well.
I'm just getting them here.
Oh, quick. Get them up. I think it's beautiful. And the first verse, we have long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. And it's one of my favourite lines ever, I think.
What does it mean to be pining?
Pining, to be wanting something.
Mm-hmm.
So
longing for something.
Yeah. Like, it's not just like, oh, I would like a coffee now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like you really, really desperately want something.
Like Zion on her bike.
Like Zion desperately wanted that red bike. She was pining for the red bike. So if the world was pining or really, really waiting for something, they're in sin and error. Error meaning mistake or wrongness. Really longing for something. Till he appeared, he is Jesus. Spoiler alert. Christmas is about him, Christmas.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? And then the soul felt its worth. We were talking about that earlier, but like the fact that God came to earth, left heaven to come to earth as a baby, and then not only came to earth as a man, but then died on the cross. The fact that he would do that for us, for you, for me, that's how much we're worth to him. And the idea that we would feel that worth or know that worth since he appeared and only then. And then maybe now it's more like if you understand the gospel, you realise, whoa, I'm actually worth something.
Yeah.
Which is...
This carol, the sound of it, the words, and Christmas itself has got this sort of light shining in the darkness.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Like, that's sort of fitting. The darkness, the sadness is quite an important part of why Christmas means so much. And by Christmas we mean Christ, our Saviour.
Actual Christmas,
needed.
Not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even how people love Christmas is almost a picture of that. Because it's sort of, the year's been rubbish, but this is our one thing to celebrate. And it's it's not, maybe not everyone gets the full picture, but there's...
Yeah.
There's hope.
Or people talk
That's
about
the word, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people talk about the spirit of Christmas. But what is...
Yeah, what is the spirit? It's, I mean, obviously, really what they're longing for, what they're thinking.
Pining for.
Yeah, pining for.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, people.
Is Christ, and that hope that comes with knowing that he has come mm-hmm. to rescue us, he's come to show us how to live, he's come to heal us and be with us and love us and
mm-hmm.
die for us and rise again. And I think, yeah, of course, that's the best hope we could ever wish for, to be saved.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, this season will have that feel to it, but a lot of people just don't really know where that's coming from.
What? Have you got a favourite carol?
Well, actually, O Holy Night is also mine. I can't say it's not because I've told so many people that they would be like, Zion, what are you lying for?
Zion just wants to be me. It's crazy.
That's what it is, guys. She's caught me. But Silent Night is another really good one, in my opinion. It's another favourite. And I think just the whole... Also, like Connor was saying about how the feel of O Holy Night is, I think with Silent Night, there's just this... In my head, there's this picture of this anticipation before Christ's birth, to him being born, and just that stillness, almost like the Savior is born, like Christ, our Savior is born. Like, that's, yeah, I don't know. Like, I can't imagine being there as Christ was born as a baby in a manger. Like, that doesn't sound real, but it is real. And yeah, just that, I don't know, very sweetness about it, but also the fact that it is, I'll pull up the lyrics now, but what is it? For yonder breaks
a new and glorious morn.
A new and glorious morn. Like,
well, that's a holy night.
Oh, yikes. Sorry.
But,
now you can see how,
she's such a
how much I actually
so
love this song.
Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly host sing hallelujah.
Yeah.
It doesn't rhyme in my accent, but if I put on my posh English accent, it rhymes.
Yeah. We sing sleep in heavenly peace.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Like, how, like, beautiful is that? And how...
Wait, are we talking about Silent Night or...
Silent Night.
Come on, keep up.
That was my mistake. But Silent Night...
I jumped to Silent Night there, yeah.
But it's just such a beautiful picture, and I think... It helps me to just come back to how real it is for this tender, mild child to be this holy, eternal God as well.
It's cool.
What
and when
a
you think about
that,
like, being there, what it might have been like. And when the verses, shepherds quake at the sight.
Mm.
Like they're scared in there. And it says in the gospel accounts that the angel said, do not be afraid.
Mm.
We might put like links to some fun songs in the description, because I've got a really fun song about shepherds that we don't need to get into right now, but it's a really fun one.
Is it one that the teenagers can do at church someday?
Well, it's one that I did with the 8-year-olds in school, so I don't think they'll...
So we could do it even better than that.
We could do it even better than the...
Yeah.
Actually, one of the kids from church did it in school, so he can teach us.
There we go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I had to be careful not to name drop.
Sorry,
there. Sorry, focus. Connor, what is your favourite carol?
I'm going to go for O Come All Ye Faithful.
Ooh, in Latin, I assume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then second favourite after that is O Come All Ye Faithful in English.
Oh, right, favourite.
Yeah. I really like the sound of it. Like, it's like, let's go. There's quite a...
Mm.
Go find out what Christmas is really about.
Mm.
Go remember. Go praise.
Yeah.
It's rousing, you know, it gets you excited about the truths of the gospel.
Yeah, and the come and behold him, come and look at him. And then the verse 3, sing in exultation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above.
It's a real celebration.
Yeah, it is. Hard question time, please.
Mm-hmm.
Lo, he abhors not the virgin's womb. What?
Yeah, one of the things I was going to say, like, is that it's quite simple.
Is it quite simple?
The chorus is simple. Oh, come, let us adore him just 3 times, Christ the Lord.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, there's other carols of this as well, where there's weird language.
Yeah.
So lo, he abhors not the virgin's womb. Lo means like look.
Yeah.
Come and see this.
Yeah.
Like lo and behold, maybe.
Yeah.
It kind of means behold, look at this. He abhors not the virgin's womb. So by abhors, if we know the word abhorrent,
uh-huh.
like that's bad, ugly. Mm. We don't like it. So it's coming from that. So I think it's saying that Jesus doesn't hate the idea of, turn his nose up at the idea of becoming a baby in a womb. Mm. He's up for it. He's up for becoming. Yeah, he's up for that. And what and that because that's necessary to save us.
I had not understood that before.
No.
I always thought it meant that he hadn't, like he didn't create any damage or he didn't. But.
Yeah.
That makes.
I think. Yeah. I think if abhors means what I think it does, then it's about his attitude to what he was about to do.
Ooh, that's good learning. Thank you.
Very
to regard with disgust and hatred. I had totally not understood that word. Thank you for the learning.
Very God begotten, not created. You know, just a reminder that he did not just arrive from nowhere, but this is the eternal Son of God taking on a baby.
Yeah. Like, we use very now to mean, like, much. But I think people would argue that the root comes from verily, which means like truly. So truly God. It's not that he's like, it's not a level of how much God he is, it's that he truly is God. Just on the he very
is,
God
he fully is.
I like that one. I also love trumpets, when people play trumpets with O Come All Ye Faithful.
I've never heard of a trumpet.
What?
Bells don't really do message justice when you think about it. They're nice, they're pleasant.
They are nice.
There is that in Christmas, but your trumpets are more like, that's the sound of Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's, well, like, hark the herald angels. Like, a herald is someone who, like, announces something.
Yeah.
So the herald angels, the angels who are announcing things, I don't know, would you use like
bells?
Ian just didn't turn up with little bells.
No, they had trumpets for sure. For sure.
They're joining in the song. They had trumpets. They were scary.
Yeah.
Like as you said, the shepherds were quaking. Their boots.
I do like bells though.
I absolutely like bells too. Yeah, nothing against bells.
I like bells. I'm agreeing with you guys. I like bells.
You're just copying everything others are doing.
What can I say?
Anything else? What would be helpful for our young people to hear before they go into the Christmas holidays?
Just stay focused on Jesus and on God, on the actual message of Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas is so fun, and we talked about like favourite chocolates and favourite memories, and puddings are great and bikes are great. Shopping is fun and good. But don't let that stuff overtake the actual message and that joy, that worth that's imparted on your soul because of Jesus coming and that that he really is God, that he really did come to earth. Don't forget that.
So read the story again.
Yeah, read it again. Listen. Like, listen to carols.
Listen to good carols.
And
it
doesn't have to be
words.
Old carols. I know we chose really old ones. There's some really good new ones as well. Yeah. We're just ancient, so we picked the old ones.
And I think, I think also on that Christmas morning, it is so easy to be excited and so happy to, you know, if you're with your family, be with your family. If you know there are Christmas under the presents under the Christmas tree, like that's all very exciting, Christmas dinner. But I think before, like, it might be really helpful before going into all that to just be like, this beautiful day is so possible because of the hope we have in Jesus and because of what he's done. And I can go into this day having such a renewed hope in what Jesus has done for us. How brilliant that is. Yeah.
Good.
And I think it'll pour over into the rest and make them even more wonderful.
Yeah. There is time for both.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a couple of weeks off school, you've got time to just have fun and enjoy it and watch mm-hmm. your Christmas movie and have a laugh and eat a little bit too much maybe at times. But there is also time to look at what Christmas is actually about.
If you make the actual meaning. Speaking of, favourite Christmas movies? Wrap us up.
I'm really bad at movies. I don't watch loads of movies. So I don't know. I'd have to go for something basic like A Home Alone or The Grinch.
That's
alright,
basic's good.
Thank you. Okay. I'm gonna go with The Grinch. I like
that. Hang on now. The Jim Carrey version or the animated version?
Jim Carrey. Come on, yeah. Good. I found out yesterday that the 2018 Grinch, The Grinch, grosses more than Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
No way!
Yeah.
The cartoon one?
Yeah, but just because I guess people like watch it to an hour or whatever.
No. But we had such arguments in school last year.
Home Alone's bigger. It's just older. Is that why?
I think it's because it's older, but it's insane.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Home Alone. It's grand, like.
Okay.
It's really good.
I'm sorry, I'm upset, Connor. Connor's actually crying. I don't know if you can hear that.
But to seem a little bit more grown up, I'll answer not with Home Alone, but with Die Hard.
Okay. Right, we might get into this in the new year and we'll fight over whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
What's yours?
Not because I agree with its depiction of love, but I really like Love Actually. I don't agree. It's not a good
one. I was about to say,
at least
Die Hard's
say
not
love
for
actually.
Everyone. Maybe you shouldn't watch it. It's a bit violent, but that,
you shouldn't watch Love Actually as a true or helpful depiction of love, but I really like it as a movie. They dress up as a lobster. Also Love Nativity.
Okay. I've never seen
was it recently compared to Mr. Poppy, so that was, I think, a compliment, and I'll take it.
Nativity is good. a modern classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Christmas music. Bye.